Open. Unsolved. Valley police puzzle over man's death during riots. Crimes. The Utah workers' slaying plus two other area killings, including of a 15-year-old boy, remain unsolved. Los Angeles Times, May 25, 1992. Something made John Willers go back out there, but the reason is a mystery folded silently within a mystery. On the night Los Angeles was torn open by the verdicts in the Rodney G. King beating case, Willers, 36, twice stepped out of the safety of his Mission Hills motel room and into the dark. The first time was with other guests curious about a car collision that was followed by shots being fired. The second time, he was alone. His body was found later in the middle of Sepulveda Boulevard. He had been shot to death in one of the most curious slayings to take place during the riots. Now the detectives assigned to the April 29th killing, Willer's family, and the Salt Lake City construction crew he'd come to Los Angeles with, are left to wonder who killed the quiet but friendly tile setter and why. Most of all, however, they puzzle over what drew him out into the dangerous night, while most everyone else stayed safely inside. Los Angeles police have stopped short of classifying the killing as riot-related. "There's too much that remains unknown," detectives said. But for those who knew Willers, the distinction of whether or not he was a riot victim seems trivial. "It doesn't matter," said the foreman of the construction team that Willers worked on. "Somebody shot him for no reason at all. Los Angeles is a pretty place, but you can keep it. I'll be damn happy when this job is over and I'll be out of here. And I will not be back. There's just no way to cope with this. It's like being the victim of a terrorist act." The night of April 29th, Willers, who was divorced and lived by himself in Salt Lake City, was staying at the Mission Hills Inn on Sepulveda near Chatsworth Street. He had moved through several states in the West in recent years, going wherever the work was, his foreman said. He and the other seven members of the Curbs Construction Company crew had come to Los Angeles 3 days before the riots to do the tiling work at a supermarket under construction in Mission Hills. Willer's foreman and another tile setter he worked with agreed to discuss the incident if their identities were not revealed. They believed that they could be targeted as witnesses, even though neither actually saw the shooting or the gunman. They said members of the Curbs crew were in their motel rooms watching reports of rioting on television when they heard cars racing outside on Sepulveda. They then heard the crash of cars colliding, followed by shots.